It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed-up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Great to have you with us today. Martin Luther King Jr. Day across America. A little chilly out there for a good number of you folks. So all you people dealing with the winter weather, our thoughts are with you today. Throw another log on the fire. Wow, we've got a lot to do, a lot to say today, folks. And over the weekend, made a little bit of a kerfuffle on social media. So, it all ties in to the Muslim terrorist attack on that synagogue in Texas, Colleyville, Texas, and we cover that extensively over on the website throughout the day on Saturday. And we've got a lot of information to share with you about this very bad person who was accused or who did commit this atrocity, and questions about how this guy got into the country. And those questions are even more important because now reporting is coming out of the UK from the man's family, the Muslim man's family, that he has a very long criminal record. And even his family is wondering how he was able to come into the United States of America. And we should not be surprised by this because we know the Biden administration has been pretty determined and pretty deliberate about opening up our borders. And it's not so much the Mexican family trying to come in for a better life that we have to be concerned about. It's all of the terrorists that are coming across that border, the very bad people who want to hurt us, that want to blow us to smithereens. And I don't know why. They say, well, you can't say that all Muslims are terrorists. Okay, well, you know, the reality is that all terrorists are in fact Muslim. When you look at Islamic extremism, there's a reason they call it Islamic extremism, because it's being committed by people who practice the Islamic faith. And I don't know about you, I'm happy to fellowship with any religion that doesn't want to blow me up. If you want to blow me up, I don't want to hang out next to you because you might blow me up. But we're happy to fellowship with anybody. We're pretty peaceful people. But the reality is that a lot of people have lost their lives in the name of the religion of peace. That's the reality of it. So when this guy goes into the mosque, and by the way, the FBI said, yeah, we have no idea why some Muslim guy would go into a synagogue on a Saturday and take Jewish people hostage. We don't know why a Muslim would do that. We don't have any idea what the motive is. And people completely lost their minds over that. We're going to get to that in a minute. So I wrote something on Twitter explaining in a very, very simple phrase, and it was not attacking anybody. It was just stating an obvious fact, because we didn't know how this guy got into the country. And as I wrote on Twitter, that I said it is important for us to remember that nobody got vetted coming over from Afghanistan. Hashtag synagogue, hashtag Colleyville. Well, Congressman Eric Swalwell, the man who is accused of banging Feng Feng, the Chinese spy, the man who sits on the Intelligence Committee, the Democrat from California, took great umbrage at what I said. Great umbrage. And he attacked me. And he called on Twitter to immediately have me removed from their platform. And this is how these sleazy Democrats behave. You know, the guy's not man enough to address whatever issue he had with me personally. No, he's got to go public on Twitter. And look, that's fine. That's his right, whatever. I mean, the guy's a sleazeball. Cheating on his wife, allegedly, with the Chinese spy slash whore. That's just really sickening. But enough about Eric Swalwell for right now. So Swalwell says he accused me of hate speech. He says what I said on Twitter, and Grace, it's on my Getter page, and I don't have my computer in front of me, but maybe we can read exactly what he we can read the exact comment of what he said. But Swalwell said that I needed to be removed because I was guilty of hate speech. And he took it a step further. Oh, here we go. He took it a step further. And he said that I was targeting people from Afghanistan. Ah, here we go. I found it. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. How can Twitter allow this hate speech? This verified guy is falsely blaming Afghans for the Colleyville synagogue standoff. The suspect was not Afghan. This false tweet will put targets on my Afghan constituents' backs. And here's what I wrote. Remember when Biden failed to vet any of the Afghan refugees? Hashtag synagogue, hashtag Colleyville. And again, the point being that we're letting all sorts of people into this country without vetting them. And that is a big problem. Nobody wants to admit that, but it's a big problem. And now we find out that there's no way this guy should have been allowed into our country in the first place. And now he's dead. And I say justice was served. Well done, Texas law enforcement. So anyway, a few minutes after Eric Swalwell, the Democrat who likes to cavort with Chinese spies, just a few minutes after that, I get a message from Twitter saying that I've been suspended for breaking their rules regarding hate speech. And there you go. And so we are still suspended as of this very moment. So there you go. Now, look, I'm not surprised by this, and I could really honestly care less about this. But this there is a free speech issue going on here, and we do need to have that conversation. There's no way that what I wrote can be construed as hate speech against Muslims. By the way, he talks about having a target on his constituents' back. You notice what he doesn't say. And I went back through and checked out his Twitter account. Swalwell, not once does he come to the defense of his Jewish constituents, and there's a great big target on their backs. A great big target. And speaking of on their backs, maybe it's a good opportunity for us to go back and revisit the allegations surrounding Eric Swalwell and the Chinese spy. If you want to talk about behavior on your back, Congressman. And no, I'm not making that. Look, Business Insider. Eric Swalwell refused to say if he had sex with a suspected Chinese spy who slept with two mayors for an intelligence campaign. As a matter of fact, Fox News host Tucker Carlson says that U.S. intelligence officials believe Swalwell and Feng Feng had a sexual relationship and that Swalwell's office declined to comment on the matter. So, no, we're not making this up. This is the actual reporting out there about Eric Swalwell. But Swalwell is too concerned, too focused on trying to silence conservatives, silence people who are raising valid issues about the security of our nation, conservatives who are out there raising issues about the sovereignty of the United States of America. And we got lucky on Saturday, folks. We got very lucky. And thank goodness that those four individuals, including the rabbi of the congregation of Beth Israel, were able to be released without being harmed. But we got lucky. And if that moron can come into the country If that Muslim moron can come into our country, even though he's got a criminal record, even though he had no business, and by the way, how did he get his gun? That is a valid question. He'd only been here for 2 weeks. I don't know. Those questions need to be addressed. But big tech wants to censor all of us. And you know that we were censored last week. We were pulled off of YouTube. We have been permanently banned from LinkedIn. And if you read our stuff, you know, folks, there is outright pornography on Twitter right now. That is permissible. But being opposed to the mandate, being opposed to Islamic terrorism will get you banned. Some of the stuff you will see on Twitter, it's unbelievable, but that is permissible. Outright pornography is permissible on Twitter, but they will not allow conservatives to offer up an opinion on some of the biggest issues of the day. Does that make any sense to you? So look, here's where we're going with all of this. And it has been a long process, and I know that President, you know, we've got Getter out there, which is great. You've got Parler and Gab, you've got Telegram, you've got whatever President Trump is doing. Can I just say, folks, I love our president. I love all these new platforms, but I don't know about you. I'm almost to the point where I've been oversaturated with social media. Grace, I'm curious. I mean, this is your generation. You've got the TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat. I mean, at what point do you say, oh, my God, enough is enough?
It's so annoying. If I wasn't in the field of journalism, I would probably just have Instagram and that's it. Nothing else.
So here's where I'm going with all of this, Grace, is that we need to, and by the way, did you see anything that was that qualified as a hate crime in my tweet?
No, especially considering just the stuff I see on Twitter every day.
Exactly. It's just ludicrous. But I think it's hilarious, but Swalwell, you know, he goes after the people that are hitting the key points.
Yeah, he's one to talk. That's all I got to say.
So here's where we're going with all of this, Grace. We have got to move everything to our website, toddstarnes.com. I mean, that is our landing page. That's where we operate. That's where all of our videos are. That's where all of our content exists. And I appreciate all these other platforms letting us share those stories. But we really just want to start encouraging people to migrate to our website, which is a safe space for free speech, if there's such a thing. I mean, we let everybody, no matter what, have their say. But we're also in the process of putting together and creating a message board that will allow people to go on and just talk about the issues of the day without being, you know, having all this censorship.
One-stop shop.
Exactly.
You don't have to go to 5 different social media websites.
Yeah, no, there's no need to. And so when I tell you, and you know, we get your messages, and we appreciate that. But when I say you need to sign up for our newsletter because it's the only way to make sure you get access to our content, honest to goodness, folks, I mean that. And you know what? We could charge. We could charge for that. A lot of conservative talk show hosts are charging for their products. We get that. You want to sign up for their premium service? Okay, you've got to pay, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 a year. But we don't believe in that. And I don't mean anything. Look, it's capitalism. And if they want to charge that, that's great. But that's not who we are. We've got sponsors that cover those bills. We want you to go and sign up so you will not face the censorship. It's only going to get worse as we get closer to the midterm elections. I mean, that's just the reality of it. They're going to be trying to shut all of us down, and they'll be very successful for many of the conservatives who have literally built their entire platform on social media. I feel bad for those folks because they built their house on sinking sand. But not us. We have spent years working on our website. We have a great team of people, and we want you to consider toddstarnes.com to be that landing page. So sometime today, I would encourage you to sign up for our newsletter and sign up for the podcast free of charge. That way you will be able to get around the censorship from Facebook and Twitter. And I will say this, it will not be the last time that we face these kinds of issues with the social media platforms. It's not. That's just the way it's going to be. But I will tell you this, I will not change what I say. I will not change the mission. I will not be bullied by YouTube. I will not be bullied by Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or even Twitter. As for Congressman Swalwell, I would encourage him to consider what he has done, and then I would welcome him to kiss my Baptist backside. But clearly, if the reports are true, he's kissing something else. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors, and the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative action-oriented 50-plus organization, fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/Todd. Again, that's amac.us/Todd to become an AMAC member now.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Wow, what a great weekend in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And all you Virginians have to be so thrilled. You are now a free people. You have been emancipated from your slaveholders, the Democrats. And I will say this, we don't like to dabble in racial politics here. We believe in electing the best person for the job, male, female, black, white, doesn't matter to me, as long as they promise to uphold the Constitution of these great United States, they've got my support. That being said, I find it quite interesting that as the country celebrates MLK Day, that the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen, is the party of tolerance and diversity. And you need look no further than the leadership in the state of Virginia, where you have a white, black, and Hispanic in the top three governing positions. I think that's a pretty wonderful thing. Now, Glenn Youngkin has demonstrated for all of us how Republicans should behave when they get into elected office. Far too many times, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, in case you're wondering, far too many times you've got people out there campaigning as fiscal conservatives, making all of these promises, and they never live up to those promises. But not Glenn Youngkin. As a matter of fact, he issued 11 executive orders before the end of his first day in office, and one of the most important was banning critical race theory.
We're not going to teach our children to view everything through a lens of race. Yes, we will teach all history, the good and the bad, because we can't know where we're going unless we know where we have come from. But to actually teach our children that one group is advantaged and another is disadvantaged simply because of the color of their skin cuts across everything we know to be true. And the immortal words of Dr. Martin Luther King ring in our ears that we must judge one another by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. But this is what will be the founding principle of our executive order, what we're going to do in Virginia schools.
And I say, good for you, Governor. And let's hope that the school districts comply. Now, we know that some of them are not. As a matter of fact, you had Jen Psaki, who's out there praising her school district over in Arlington, Virginia. saying that they're not going to be complying with the governor's demands. You know what? That's fine. That's, you know what? That is fine. I commend all of you school districts out there in Virginia that don't want to comply with the governor's demands. Guess what's coming next? He will defund your butts. And that's what he ought to do. Every school district that refuses to comply, just defund the school districts. It's very simple. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, here's what we're going to do. Again, I'm a nice guy. Eric Swalwell would have you think I'm running around burning crosses and wearing white bed sheets. But that's not my style. That's not what we do here. So here's the deal. Eric Swalwell, a Democrat from California, I want to personally invite you to come onto the radio program and explain yourself. Let's have a debate. Let's have a conversation. Grace Baker is standing by, and Congressman Swalwell, as she will be more than happy to take your call. And if we're in the middle of something, we'll interrupt it, and we'll put you right on the program. We know he's listening. We know that.
Of course he is.
So we'll bring him on the program.
Sure thing. I'll put him at the top of the line.
Now we're not going to invite the what do you call her?
What?
Well, it's Fang Fang. But what do you? What is she? Is she a paramour? Is she the? The Sidewalk Sally,
what?
His lady friend.
Oh.
Lady friend. We'll be polite. So the lady friend can come on the program. We don't allow Chinese spies on our show. We love America. America first. But we'll invite him on. Not in studio. We'd have to, you know, do we have some wet wipes? I mean,
Yeah, I can find some.
You don't know where he's been.
I've got pet wipes for Merlo.
That'll work. So come on, Congressman. It's one thing to throw little Twitter bombs. It's another thing to come on like a man and have a conversation. Idiot. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. So look, we're going to get to President Trump's address over the weekend. Massive crowd. And I want to say, great job, Newsmax. They covered that thing wall to wall and did a terrific job. My good friend, former Fox colleague, Heather Childers, anchoring the coverage, and she is just a superstar. But I thought they did a terrific job. Get this. CNN, MSDNC, Fox News, they boycotted Trump's remarks, the whole speech. They boycotted the Trump speech. So, again, I mean, if you're looking for, you know, to get uncensored news, you're going to have to check out Newsmax. So it was great. And I'll get to the gist of the president's remarks a little bit later, but I have a question for you to contemplate here. I was reading a piece by Molly Hemingway over the weekend, and it's her assertion that most Republican voters are not over the 2020 presidential election yet. So most, an overwhelming majority of Republican voters still want the issue of voter fraud to be addressed. You've got the folks at Fox News that say it's time to move on. You've got Republican leadership, and they say it's time to move on. But the overwhelming majority of Republicans say it is not time to move on. We've got to address this. And I'm curious to know your thoughts on that. Do you believe that we still need to address this, or is it time to move on and face forward, face the future? 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Tom on the line, WSIC. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Don't hold your breath waiting on Swalwell to call you. He's a chicken. He'll never call you.
You know, it's, and that's unfortunate, Tom. We have reached out to so many Democrats. They do not want to come on this program. They're terrified.
Oh, yeah. You're considered enemy territory. Any conservative is enemies to them.
Well, you know, and that's unfortunate because we don't do gotcha politics here. You know, I like to have a conversation. If there's a point of disagreement, then we're going to talk about it. You know, we're not going to get mean and nasty about it. But the reality is, Tom, they don't want me to have a platform. They don't want me to have that platform because of my political beliefs. And they want to shut me down. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to have a debate.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They don't. And I have it myself. I get into debate with people, and right away the first thing they do, if they don't agree, you know, you don't agree with them, they start stand on the soapbox and start preaching to you, and they start cramming it down your throat. And if you don't agree with them, then all of a sudden they go right to the playbook. You're a racist. You're Islamic, homophobic, Islamophobic, and they go down the whole list of what you are.
Oh, I mean, you know, that was the whole setup for Hillary Clinton calling us all a basket of irredeemable deplorables. And now we've gone from that to Biden on the campaign trail called us a bunch of dregs. He called us the dregs of society. And now we're just flat out domestic terrorists.
I know it's crazy, but we just got to keep the faith, say a prayer, and bring on November, and hopefully we have the tsunami that we need to have.
We've got to have it, Tom, and we've got to stay focused on the important issue of the day, which is stopping Biden, stopping Harris, and stopping Barack Obama. All right, Tom, God bless. Good call. Again, 844-747-8868. Now, speaking of the censorship, late Friday, word came out that DirecTV was dropping One America News from their cable platform. So if you subscribe to DirecTV, you will no longer be able to watch One America News. This is a huge deal. One America News gets most of their revenue from DirecTV. That's a problem. So my recommendation, folks, we're all going to have to make some hard decisions here. But there, at least you have an opportunity to make a decision, because there are other ways for you to get your news and your information. And you've got to start sending messages to people like DirecTV that you're not going to tolerate this censorship. If they get rid of One America News, I say just cancel your subscription and let them know why. This is outrageous. But we've got to start taking a stand here. Do you understand? This is what the censorship looks like, and it's not going to be easy. This is why we have worked so hard to build our own platform. This is what Rush Limbaugh was warning the conservative movement about. Rush Limbaugh said, do not build your platforms on Facebook and all these other places. It's okay to go and hang out there and post your information. Yeah, do that as long as they'll let you. But you can't build your business model around Facebook. You cannot do it. Because then Facebook controls your company. And Rush knew that from day one. And I'll tell you, as a long time Rush Limbaugh listener, when Rush said that, it just, boom, it locked into my brain. And when we launched our program and our website, I knew exactly how we should have operated. And God bless Rush Limbaugh for saying that. Let's go to the phones. Georgia, WDUN, Rocco on the line. Hey, Rocco, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, I'm going to start off by saying dittos to you.
Well, and mega dittos to you.
I was a lifelong Rush listener, And since the departure of Rush Limbaugh, and God was the only person that could take him out, and since that time, the media always had him, Rush, to pick on. And no matter what he said, they went after him. So now that he's gone, they don't have anybody else to attack, so they attack anybody that's like him. And they pick, have the pick of the litter. They, you, Dan Mongino, Sean Hannity, all of them, they attack all of you guys all the time because they never want someone to get to the height that Rush Limbaugh got. Rush Limbaugh was basically untouchable, and they could not penetrate that wall he had. And so they're going after you guys for being anything like him.
Rocco, it's a fair point, and they're not going to win with us. You know, we have worked very hard over the past 10 years to build a platform that was separate from Facebook. We've got 250,000 newsletter subscribers. We've got, you know, a couple of million people a month on the website. So yep. They're going to have a hard time trying to stop us. And
never, ever, ever. You know, Rush was our inspiration. Never give up. Even at the end, when you're on your deathbed, which he really was, don't give in to these people.
Don't give
Do
in.
Do not give in.
That's it. That's it. And Rocco, I'm going to make you a promise. We make everybody else a promise. We're not giving in. We are not going to stop. They're not going to shut us up. So,
because we, the general people, we don't have a radio station. We got you guys all day long from the minute I get in the car at 5 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, what do you got? And so that you guys are what we got. And you cannot let us down by giving in to these people and them trying to cancel you.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, Rocco.
Especially somebody like Eric Swalwell. He is just a smarmy, gas-filled scumbag.
The guy sleaze, just sleaze.
He is.
And he needs to go make amends with his wife. Shame on him. That's what I say.
Yep.
All right, Rocco, God bless.
Have a great day, man.
All right. You know, and folks, this is what makes it great, is that we've got your back every single day coming onto this program. Every single day, we got your back. But you know what? You've got my back. And I appreciate that. I respect that. And that's what keeps us going through these crazy times. But trust me, they're going to try to shut us all down. And I want to explain this to you. Yeah, over the weekend, the Salt Lake City Tribune came out with an editorial. The entire editorial board. They are now calling for a full-blown Soviet-style police action to deal with Utahans who refuse to get vaccinated. Now, and I'm not making this up, and it's not hyperbole. I want to read to you what they're demanding. They want the governor to, quote, deploy the National Guard to ensure that people without proof of vaccination would not be allowed anywhere. In other words, Mom, you want to go to the grocery store? You want to go down to the Piggly Wiggly or the Winn-Dixie? No, you're not allowed to. They literally want the governor to dispatch National Guard troops armed with weapons to neighborhoods all over the state. And if you can imagine, standing on your front lawn is an armed government trooper. You would think it would be unthinkable. But we've heard this kind of thinking before. And by the way, this is already happening in Australia, where the hashtag today, by the way, trending, Australia is lost, where they are literally putting people, unvaccinated people, into camps. The lieutenant governor says, the truth is, Omicron is out of control. It's everywhere, even in places with mask and vaccine mandates. It's easy to take shots from the cheap seats, but this is the sort of nonsense that makes editorial boards irrelevant. Now, a lot of people would say, okay, what's the big deal? You got Eric Swalwell out there. You got the Salt Lake City Tribune. Big deal. No. Folks, you need to understand what's going on here. The Democrats are marching us down the path to full-blown totalitarianism. Now, I'm working on this chapter in the book, and there are some warning signs that we should be paying attention to. And these are all part of a totalitarian society. the state control of society, the censorship of unpopular opinions, mainstream media outlets spreading propaganda, and literal state control of individuals. These are just like three or four of the seven warning signs that your country is heading towards totalitarianism. These things are happening right now in America, ladies and gentlemen. And it sounds to me like the Salt Lake City Tribune's editorial board was actually writing their op-ed using the guiding principles of totalitarianism. And I have no doubt that Joseph Stalin would have been bursting with pride over what the folks in Salt Lake City are doing. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
You know, if you're like me, it seems like winter always puts an extra strain on your immune system, and that's why I rely on Immuno 150. Did you know that most foods contain no more than 15 minerals? That's it. And it's because of a lack of minerals in today's topsoil. But Immuno 150 was formulated specifically with 70 plant minerals along with 80 other nutrients designed to improve your health. Look, let me just read the label for a second here. All right, it's got vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, chromium, 150 in all. Over the past 2 years, we've all been concerned about building a strong immune system. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Immuno 150. It helps me fight against all sorts of sickness. So supercharge your health with Immuno 150. Go to Immuno150.com/Todd, or you can call 888-306-8855. That's 888-306-8855. And that website again, Immuno150.com/Todd.
What? Sorry about that, folks. I was texting our good friend Brett Pozell over at Media Research Center. He's like, what? Starnes, what did you do? Anyway, they're adding us to the database of the conservatives who have been censored on social media. Folks, it just, look, I really appreciate what Rocco said from Georgia. And the fact is, it's easy to give up. And every time I'm out there giving a speech, and I'll be speaking at CPAC in just a couple of weeks, I continually hear people coming up. And Grace, you have not been to CPAC with us yet. You'll be there this go around, though. And the entire team is going.
Yes.
And you will hear people as they, you know, as they drop by, they're going to say, we don't know how you do it. We don't know how you just, you know, how do you handle all of the attacks and the death threats, and how do you deal with that?
Thick skin.
Community coffee.
Yes, which builds up thick skin.
That's right, it does.
And you drink it black, so even more so.
That's right, baby.
I cannot do that.
Yeah.
Got to have some cream.
Don't have it diluted. Just give it to me straight. But the reality is, Grace, we do that because it's important, and somebody's got to be willing to stand up for free speech in America. Somebody's got to be willing to stand up for religious liberty in America. And if you don't believe that we're one nation under God, if you don't think religious liberty matters to this country, and you call yourself a conservative, you're not a conservative. That is the foundational freedom, the foundational belief that we have. Everything else is built on top of that foundation. And if you don't believe that matters, then you are completely off base with your thinking. Now, by the way, coming up, we've got a crazy story. CBS Sports, they had the big hula bowl over the weekend, and an organization called the Business Bible. It's, have you ever seen these Bibles? They're theme Bibles. So, I mean, it's God's Word, and then they put in Bible studies and all these other kinds of things. So this one is directed towards people in the business community and business leaders. And they were sponsors of the Hula Bowl. So apart from a commercial they wanted to take out, they're a sponsor of the Hula Bowl. Well, CBS rejected their commercial. We have the commercial on our website. You can see it. It's very well done. Great commercial. CBS Sports rejected the commercial. Now, this is fascinating because at the last Super Bowl, they had no less than four pro-LGBTQIA commercials. Those were okay, but now all of a sudden you can't have a commercial promoting the Bible, God's Word. This is the kind of censorship we're talking about. All right, look, hang tight, folks. Wow, this hour just, I don't know, it flew by. We've got a lot going on. Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, gonna drop by. Nick Searcy has an incredible documentary out about January 6th, and our good friend Jeff Katz from Virginia. If you're on hold, hang tight. We're going to get to you. We'll be right back, America.
I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. And by the way, those of you who follow me on Twitter, even though we've been suspended because of Eric Swalwell, we want to invite you to check us out on Getter, at Todd Starnes there. We're also still on the Facebook and all the other platforms, but not YouTube. YouTube, LinkedIn, and now Twitter suspending us because of our political beliefs. So look, there is a very concerning story coming out of Washington, D.C., and it will require your action. And we'll make sure to have the telephone numbers to Capitol Hill in the live show blog. You'll be able to have easy access to those. But you need to be calling your elected representatives and senators, and we're going to explain why. It involves a rather mundane bill concerning NASA. But tucked inside of this NASA property bill is are elements of the Freedom to Vote John R. Lewis Act. And the act includes provisions like turning Election Day into a federal holiday. It's basically nationalizing our elections. And all of this is stuffed into the NASA property bill. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry, on the line with us. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, great to be with you today. And thanks for alerting your audience to this bill. I would love to see you characterize it as the Freedom to Cheat Act, because that's exactly what it is. It's allowing, look, if Puerto Rico, if the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the island territory, United States island territory of Puerto Rico, can demand that their citizens show up with a laminated photo identification to vote, I get the feeling that the rest of the United States of America can do that too. And I just got to tell you, the list of grievances or egregious actions in this bill is longer than you can. It's longer than your arm, and we got to make sure that everybody is aware that this is not a bill that has anything to do with NASA. This bill, the NASA portion of it, got slipped through some time ago, and they've revived it just to send a vehicle to the Senate with every intention of gutting every bit of the NASA language out of it. And putting in, you know, stealing election information in it. So if you believe that one person should have one vote, then you need to make sure that your representative rejects this bill.
This is absolutely insane, and it ought to be criminal what they're doing. But again, this is supposed to be about NASA and leases and property. But what they've done is they've secretly inserted all of this language about elections and voting.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So people won't realize when they say, "Oh, my representative voted for policy for NASA." That makes sense. We want to be making sure that we're countering the Chinese in space and keeping up, and so on and so forth. Unwittingly, their representative has allowed for massive legalized cheating in their electoral process, and we absolutely have to reject this. The House cannot sit on its hands here and be held harmless. And the people that voted for it need to be taken to task. They are furthering the allowance and the right to cheat.
Congressman, do we have any ETA on when the House is going to be voting on this?
Actually, I think the House has already passed it. We voted on this last week, and now it'll go to the Senate. Now we were advised, but most people don't know what was in it, and that's why it's important for your listening audience to check their members' voting record, and or call them up and ask them, and get their feelings on it as well. Not only ask them about how they voted, but why they voted that way, so you know exactly what's happening there. It'll be up to the Senate again. They wanted the vehicle, and I don't think they're going to have the votes because it still requires a simple majority over there. And Senator Sinema and Manchin said they will not break the filibuster. But the point is the House should not be teeing up things like this. A Republican House or a Democrat House should not be teeing up these things for the Senate or anybody else.
Now, did Kevin McCarthy give you guys fair warning about this? Did Republican leadership in the House warn you guys that all of this language was in the NASA bill?
Yes, we were informed that this was in the bill, and we knew going into it, but I don't think constituents knew. And the other thing, quite honestly, is that they chose this bill because this bill in the past passed by what's called voice. And the Freedom Caucus sits on the floor. Members of the Freedom Caucus sit on the floor and make sure that things don't pass by voice. But every now and then they sneak one in on us, if we don't make it there, or they just sneak one in. And this is a bill that passed by voice, which is why they used it. So essentially what they're saying is, look, nothing to see here. Everybody in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, agreed to this in the past, so don't worry about it. That's exactly what they want, which is exactly why we can't allow things to pass by voice. We need to make sure that there's a roll call vote on every single measure, no matter how innocuous it might seem.
And the actual Voting Rights Act that was voted down could very well become the law of the land.
Yeah, well, they put two bills together in this, as you stated at the beginning of this, and it's their intention, of course. Look, they have changed every other rule when they can't win. They have absolutely nothing to run on. Let's face it, the economy is in the tank with inflation at a 40-year high. You got the horrific and humiliating withdrawal from Afghanistan. You got a border that is wide open. You've got the Department of Justice claiming that parents are terrorists and the like. They don't have anything to run on. So this is what their hope is, to run on things like this by changing the rules and making it impossible for an honest and fair election, which is the only way they can seem to win these days.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, Congressman, you mentioned the education issue, and I know you've sent a letter to the Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, regarding that school board letter calling on parents who have problems with their school board to be designated as terrorists. What's in the letter, and what are you demanding of the Education Secretary?
Well, the Education Secretary should either resign, and if he doesn't resign, he should be fired with extreme prejudice in all due haste, using the instruments of the most important and most powerful agency on the planet. That is the federal government to prevail against your citizens. Moms and dads who dare to question the very education of their children that they pay for, this guy, it was found out, wrote a letter urging the school board to essentially characterize parents as domestic terrorists for having the temerity, the audacity to question the school board policy when it related to things like critical race theory, and wanted all these parents to be characterized as domestic terrorists, and then use the instruments of federal power, including the Department of Justice and the FBI, to essentially punish them. Any person that does something like that is not only not fit for office, I think that potentially an investigation ought to be opened up to determine if there's any culpability, civilly or criminally, in that regard.
Yeah, look, I think this is a terrific idea. And again, the issue here is the administration lied to us. They said they had no involvement, no knowledge, when in fact they were at the very heart of all of this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And look, Todd, the additional lie goes part and parcel every single day. I mean, if you listen to my good friend and colleague Jim Jordan, it'll take about 7 seconds to rifle through a series of about a dozen lies that this administration has foisted upon the American people to take our liberties away and divide us and essentially destroy our country economically and from a national security standpoint. This is just yet another lie. So the lies on top of the horrifically egregious circumstance where the administration wants to characterize unwitting citizens that think they have the right to have an opinion about the education of their children, which they pay for, and then use the instruments of federal power to characterize them as domestic terrorists and then persecute and prosecute them. It's unbelievable that I don't know what's going to take for some on the left to wake up to see what the left is doing, which is what the left always does, no matter whether it's here in the United States of America or around the world.
Well said. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Great work, as always, and we appreciate you alerting us to the NASA story. We're going to post links to phone numbers so folks can contact their senators, and hopefully we'll be able to put a stop to this.
I sure hope you do. There's no reason the Senate should take this up, and people have to understand this is essentially the Right to Cheat Act. Don't call it anything else but that. It is the Right to Cheat Act, and again, the Democrats and the left are just looking to change the rules of the game because they can't win under the current construct.
All right. Again, folks, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, also chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And again, we have that information for you on our live show blog. Go call your senator and tell them to vote down this NASA bill, because it's not a NASA bill. It's a big sham, everybody. And you got to know that the Democrats were getting ready to pull a fast one on the American people. But thank goodness for House Republicans, because they are sounding the alarms. Look, this is why you have to have time to read these bills, because you don't know what they're going to be sneaking through. You don't know what's going to be happening in the dark of night. And that's why we've got to encourage our Republican leadership to slow down the process. Give people a chance to read these bills. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, right to the phones, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off kids' designer looks from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from your favorite brands, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget, Macy's card and coupon holders get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
I was just checking the weather forecast. You folks in Asheville, North Carolina, with 10 inches of snow, All-time record, and I know we have a lot of listeners in that area, so hope you guys are snowed in with a nice fire burning in the fireplace. Buffalo, New York, the latest numbers I'm seeing for some places in the interior of New York State. Some of you guys are getting, what, 18 inches of snow. They say it's snowing 4 inches an hour right now at the airport there in Buffalo. So be warm. If you don't need to get out, you know the drill, guys. You know what to do. Just to put on a big hot pot of homemade chili and enjoy the day off. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Germantown, Tennessee. Murph listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Murph, good to have you with us today. What's up?
Well, Dr. Starnes, it's a pretty day here in G-Town. Have a commentary, please, sir, regarding the chief magistrate's speech the other day berating common sense. He mentioned four names: Bull Connor, Governor Wallace, Jefferson Davis, and Abraham Lincoln. Three out of four were Southern Democrats. Abraham Lincoln was a diehard Republican, and it's amazing that no one's picked up on that. And I'd like to kick this out, if you don't mind. There was an article in this week's Epic Times regarding the library books in middle school and elementary schools that are keyed or pointed in the direction of the quote, end quote, diverse classroom, whatever that means, and the normalization of sexual activities. And these books are in middle school and elementary school libraries. And I would urge all parents within the sound of your voice to look into this subject, because as I believe it was Justice Kennedy, quote, end quote, I know pornography when I see it. And this is what these books are: soft, not real hard, but have no business in an elementary school or middle school library.
Oh, no, but Murph, and there was a story we talked about last week on this program over in Lakeland, Tennessee, which is a Memphis suburb, very conservative area, and you've got a radicalized teacher who has been shoving through an LGBT agenda on kids as young as fifth grade. And people don't know what to do about it. Unfortunately, this very shrewd, radicalized teacher, and I believe she's the theater teacher, she reached out, and you've got every gay rights organization in America going after Lakeland Prep. My question is, why do fifth graders need to have a sex and gender club? I don't care if you're straight, gay, or whatever.
I don't see, as a former educator, if you want to do that at 2:46 when school lets out, go for it. That's wonderful. But from 7:15 to 2:45 in the afternoon, we don't need that. If you want to explore something like that on your own time, go for it. But don't bring it into the public school classroom and expect normal, mentally stable taxpayers not to fuss about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand the rationale. But anyway, keep up the good work and take care.
All right, Murph, thanks as always. We appreciate your great take on things. But, you know, I hate to break it to you folks, but if grandma, grandpa, you need to check and see what your kids are learning. We had some young people on from from Turning Point USA, and they were telling us about some of the horror stories. It's just crazy out there. Just crazy. Speaking of crazy, there is a school district in Kentucky, the Northside Elementary School, and they were having some elections for some sort of, I guess, student government association, student council. That's what they call it, student council. And there was a big problem, and we've got a copy of the letter here, and we've got a story going up at ToddStarnes.com. So it turns out, and they sent a letter out to all the parents. They said, our school is greatly enriched by the diversity of our community. It's important for our school council to reflect that diversity. The most recent elections have not resulted in any minority members on the council. Kentucky law requires all schools with 8% or more minority students to seek a minority parent representative. Pursuant thereto, I am calling for the election of an additional minority parent. In other words, they held elections. There were no minorities who were either running or won, and that's a problem. So now they're holding another election, but they're not allowing any white people to run. This is at Northside School in Kentucky. The minority parent candidates in this election must come, that's boldface, underline, must come from one of these ethnic groups: American Indian, Alaskan Native, African American, Hispanic, including persons of Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Central or South American origin, Pacific Islanders, or other ethnic groups underrepresented in the school. I mean, how many Pacific Islanders live in Kentucky? I don't know. But you can't be white and run for office there at the Northside Elementary School Council. Unbelievable. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, just to update, now the FBI, originally told us that they had no idea. We don't know what's going on down there at that synagogue. We got no idea why in the world would a Muslim guy from the UK barge in to a synagogue on a Saturday during services, armed with a gun, and take a bunch of Jews hostage. We don't have any idea.
We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. But we're continuing to work to find motive, and we will continue on that path. In terms of the resolution of the incident, the hostage taker is deceased.
Well, that's the only good news coming out of that horrible story out of Texas. But the FBI now says, oh, yeah, okay, we do think the Jews were being targeted. Yeah, no kidding. You know, maybe if the FBI would spend as much time focused on their job as they are going after moms and dads who have problems with their local school board, or perhaps infiltrating protesters on January the 6th, maybe that would have been a different story. Well, there is an incredible documentary about what actually happened at the U.S. Capitol building on January the 6th. And we're honored to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line a great American patriot, incredible filmmaker, Nick Searcy. Nick, good to have you with us today.
Hi, Todd. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I was listening to Gorka a couple of days ago, and it was a fascinating conversation you guys had about the documentary called Capital Punishment, and we've got a link to it on our live show blog, folks, for you to check out that movie. First of all, congratulations, and have you been surprised at the response you've gotten thus far?
Yes, both positive and negative. I mean, most of the people that have seen the film are really moved and shocked by it, and you know, it has information in it that, of course, you can't get anywhere else. And I've also been surprised by the sort of suppression of it by media people, that even in some cases, people that you would think might be open to this kind of subject matter, they're a little bit afraid of it.
So, Nick, you go in and you're a very accomplished filmmaker. What was it, you know, when you're starting to research, we heard the original narrative. What was it that first surprised you about what really happened on January 6th?
Well, I was there. My friend Chris Burgard and I went on January 6th, not with the idea of making a film, but just because we wanted to be there, and we shot some footage. And what the first surprise was that what we saw on the media the day after had little to do with what we ourselves actually saw that day. Like, they left out the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that were there praying and singing the Star Spangled Banner and praying for the country. And it's just a very joyful, peaceful, happy time for most of the people that went there. And they just didn't show any of that. So that's what began the film. It's like, we've got to correct this record. They're just not telling you the whole story.
It does seem as though, and maybe you can expound on this, it just seems to me that there was some sort of a narrative going into this from the mainstream media, almost as if the whole thing had been scripted. Did you get that feeling that things that day had been scripted?
Yes. Well, one of the first things that we noticed was that there was no media covering the speech, or the huge throng of people that were at the Ellipse listening to Trump's speech. And just to see that there was no media there, and that the media was just at the Capitol waiting for something to happen there, it already gave me the idea that they knew that something was going to go down, and that was the story they were going to tell, and they weren't going to tell the rest of it. And by leaving out the fact that there were millions of us there that did nothing wrong, they are able to then try to paint the whole day as, oh, well, it was nothing but a bunch of racist, white supremacist, Trump fanatics, and nothing can be further from the truth. That was an incredibly diverse crowd. Most of it was, I would say, predominantly Christian, but there were Jews there, there were Muslims there, there were people of all different, from all different backgrounds that were there that day. And they don't want any of that to be known. They want to paint the whole day, slur everybody was there, and try to make everyone that went there ashamed of going there. And that's why we made this movie, just to show that, that's not true, that they're lying about the day.
Nick, you also point out in the movie that people are being persecuted right now for what happened on that day. And I would say they're being persecuted to cover up the lie.
Yes, I think that's true, and we talked to many, four or five people who had their doors broken down by the FBI, 6 a.m. Raid, with armored vehicles rolling through their suburban neighborhoods, handcuffing their entire families and throwing them out on the sidewalk, even down to their 13-year-old daughter, and just basically terrorizing these people. With an overwhelming show of force on people that have never been arrested for anything violent in their lives. And yet I started to ask myself, why is this? Why are they doing this? And the reason they're doing it is it's a deterrent. They want to keep people from ever protesting or standing up against the government ever again. And it's working in the sense that it is spreading fear throughout the community. These people are not only being attacked by the Justice Department, but they are being kind of stigmatized by their neighbors. Their neighbors think of them as like, oh, that's those awful January 6th people. And it really is, it's chilling to think that the government would use something like this to destroy these people's lives. And we show that in the film.
The name of the film, folks, and you've got to get a copy of this. You've got to watch this. Capital Punishment. Everything they told you is a lie. You can actually, again, we have the links on our website, but if you want to go directly there, capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. You'll be able to watch a trailer and also purchase the film there. capitalpunishmentthemovie.com. Nick, did you get any blowback from folks, either conservative, liberal, Trump supporters, non-Trump supporters, when you were making the film?
Well, we interviewed the people that would talk to us. There were a lot of people that were afraid to talk to us because they were afraid of the ramifications of what it might do to their cases. A lot of these people are facing charges. And in one instance, we had a full interview conducted with a guy who, after it was done, panicked and said, "You can't put me in your movie. I'm afraid it's going to impact my case negatively." So, yes, we've had we've had blowback just from, you know, even the people that were there being afraid to speak up on their own behalf. It's really terrifying to think that our government could function this way. But I often ask people, at what point was it that you decided that the government was always going to tell you the truth? Was it Vietnam? Was it JFK? Was it the Gulf War? You know, what was it that convinced you that the government can't lie to you? And, that's one of the things we're combating with this movie.
I'm curious why you decided to take on this project yourself. I mean, Hollywood, you've already got a target on you, but then to come out and put out a documentary like this.
Well, it's just something that we were moved to do. I mean, I just felt like they're lying, and they're lying for very sinister reasons. And I wanted to make something that addressed that. I mean, I've reached the point in my life and career, Todd, where what I make means more to me than just making things to advance a career or something. I'm not so concerned about my career in Hollywood as I used to be. I'm much more concerned about making sure that I do things that I can be proud of, that I can leave behind when I'm gone.
I mean, in a way, this is one of those legacy projects. I mean, being able to have something on the record, because I suspect years from now, people are going to look back, the historians are going to look back, and they're going to tell the real story. And I think the real story is that a lot of people were duped. And you know, fortunately, I think yours is going to be one of the official films of record in that.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's like, went for Christopher Wray to go before Congress and say there was no BLM or Antifa presence there. That's a lie. They're in our film. We filmed them ourselves. And John Sullivan is a known BLM activist. He was there when Ashley Babbitt was shot. He's on camera exhorting people to go into the Capitol and commit vandalism. It's the lies are so pervasive. And that's all we wanted to do, was to say, if you're going to tell this story, tell the whole story. Why are you leaving out the fact that there were instigators there? This is proven. And it's very frustrating. But I do hope that this movie does have a lifespan and helps to counteract the lies that are being told.
Who do you think the true villain is?
Well, I think not to sound too conspiratorial here, but I think there are dark forces working against our nation and have been for decades. This is not something that just started with Trump. This started, you know, with the, like Khrushchev said in the 50s, we're going to worm our way through your institutions and we will take over your country without firing a shot. I think that America has enemies. America's enemies are trying to destroy the country from within by pitting us against each other, by making us hate each other, by dividing us by race or ideology or whatever they can divide us by, and causing us to destroy ourselves. And I think that's what has happened. I think that there are enough of these sort of influencers that have embedded themselves in our government and in our institutions, our academic institutions, and our entertainment even. And they are working to destroy America, because America is the last beacon of hope and freedom on this planet. And if they can take us down, they can rule the world.
Well, look, Nick, we appreciate you coming on the program, and congratulations. Thank you for doing this. I know a lot of people just want to know the truth, and your documentary does that. It exposes what really happened, and we're going to do our best to help you sell a lot of copies of this great film.
Well, thank you, Todd, and thank you for having the courage to stand up with us. I mean, so many people haven't, and I really appreciate you giving me the time to put this movie out there.
Nick, anytime we can be of help, you let me know. You have an open door welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Todd.
All right, folks, Nick Searcy, the film, again, this is one of those important things that you need to watch. We talk a lot about the truth here. We believe that the truth is absolute. We don't believe that everybody has their own version of the truth. And I appreciate Nick Searcy and Chris Biergard going out there and filming this and then showing us what they discovered. The name of the film, again, CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. That's CapitalPunishmentTheMovie.com. And you need to get yourself a copy of this and watch it. You know, folks, we talk a lot about elections, the midterm elections coming up right around the corner, and there's a lot at stake here. Listen up now. Every member of the House of Representatives, 34 senators, 36 governors, all up for election. And that doesn't include the tens of thousands of state and local seats that are going up for grabs. Folks, this is big. This is nation changing. And especially for people of faith, Christians, listen up. If you are a Christian voter, you can make a difference. And the difference is whether or not you show up to vote. One in three Christians don't vote. One in three Christians don't vote. And folks, that's why I've decided to support myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's My Faith Votes. Mike Huckabee serving as their honorary chairman, and they've got a very simple message. They want every Christian to vote in every election. Again, let me repeat that. They want every Christian to vote in every election. And they have some incredible resources for you at myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd. Again, with the midterm elections coming, I want you to benefit from the great resources they have. And that's why I want you to go to myfaithvotes.org/Todd right now. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, pro-life Democrats, this is a crazy story. I know, I'm shocked that there are pro-life Democrats. Apparently, there is such a thing. A group of pro-life Democrats had scheduled some sort of a breakfast at a popular restaurant chain there in Washington, D.C., called Bus Boys and Poets. It's like a restaurant/bookstore chain. And they were going to gather for breakfast on the March for Life coming up this week. And it turns out that the Democrats were notified by the restaurant owners that their reservations were canceled and they would not be welcome in the restaurant. Quote, the chain stands firmly on the belief that women have the right to make their own reproductive health decisions. That's according to a spokeswoman for Bus Boys and Poets. While we welcome conversations from individuals expressing different viewpoints and pride ourselves on being a venue for respectful conversations between diverse groups, we are also a safe space. Okay, that's BS. That's bogus, folks. We almost had to use the 7-second delay on your host. That's not a good thing. That's a load of crap. The chain does not welcome conversations expressing different viewpoints. And by the way, they don't even pride themselves on being a venue for anything except what they believe in. As such, we cannot knowingly accept events designed to fund an agenda which our community members believe to be trampling on the rights of others. The company hosts Planned Parenthood events and cited that as a part of the event cancellation. That explains why Grace Baker on the menu this explains everything. I was a little put off by the menu.
Oh, yes?
Yes, because, and you know, normally it's, you know, you have delicious like bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
But no, they called it bacon and aborted chicken fetuses.
Oh.
So that was kind of weird.
That's not very
appetizing. It's a little awkward, but that makes sense now. So, folks, all I can tell you is don't eat at Bus Boys and Poets. Don't go there. What's wrong with you? No, it's not a boycott. It's about spending your money and supporting organizations that care about freedom and free speech. These people don't believe in that. So you watch. So what they're saying is, if you are pro-life, you are not welcome here in this establishment. That's what they're saying. All right, go to Chick-fil-A. They got a great breakfast over at Chick-fil-A. Or McDonald's. They had the little Egg McMuffin, a delicious breakfast sandwich. Then now you can get 24/7. Unbelievable. Hey, folks, we've got some breaking news. So now it turns out, well, I've got to read this. Can you believe I went and left my laptop at home? What is wrong with me? So it turns out that the guy who held everybody hostage at the synagogue in Texas, he's a member of a terrorist group. I know you're shocked to hear this. So anybody want to explain how a guy who's a member of a terrorist group, a convicted criminal, was able to get into the United States of America, fly to Texas, get himself a gun, and hold hostages at the synagogue? I'm waiting for Congressman Swalwell's apology, because he said, how dare I criticize our border policies? Anybody want to explain? Anybody want to share with us how the Muslim, who is a member of a terrorist group, was allowed into America to target Jews? Jeez aloo, America. We'll be right back. Oh, my word.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. You know, Grace Baker, one of the exciting things about getting older is you get these really cool discounts. And
the senior citizen discount.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say senior citizen. No, but there are. This
I mean, you said as you get older, you get discounts. I just think of the senior citizen discount, okay. Early bird specials.
Well, I do. You know, it is funny, though. Because of the show, we're noon to three. So it's not like we do lunch in the middle of the show normally.
Yeah.
So I do go down to the. Wow. I went to the Piccadilly. Now, those
Wait,
of you.
Wait, what?
I love the Piccadilly. It's for those of you who do not live in the South, the Piccadilly is basically a cafeteria-style restaurant. And we used to go there all the time on church after Sunday. That was kind of
Perkins.
That was like the big deal.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I've been to Perkins too, but I go down there and it really is the early bird special. So I'm the youngest person there by about 20 years.
Yes.
So anyway, I've joined the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. You know, the AARP is far left, and they support. And again, this goes back to making sure your money is used, and is going to organizations that fight for causes we care about. You know, Patriot Mobile, My Faith Votes, and now AMAC, and they have become a partner of the radio program. And, man, we're getting sponsors all over the place, which is exciting. AMAC is our newest partner, and they have some incredible deals just for us. You got to be 50 or older. They are America's conservative, action-oriented 50-plus organization, and they're fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. So I want to encourage you to check out AMAC. You're going to get some incredible discounts on hotels, travel, restaurants. And by the way, your membership will support your values. So we've got a very special website just for our audience here, amac.us/Todd. That's amac.us/Todd. Grace, we'll put a link to AMAC in our live show blog, and you'll be able to check it out there. Nearly 2 million members already. I'm one of them. And I hope you join me, because one of the things they're fighting back against is out-of-control spending. And I think that's a great thing. AMAC.us/Todd. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from WRVA, our great affiliate in Richmond, Virginia, Jeff Katz. Now, Jeff, do you do the early bird special?
Well, I'll tell you something, Todd. You had me when you mentioned Perkins. We don't have Piccadilly around here that I'm aware of, but now I've got a mission, and I got a question about AMAC, because I certainly meet the age requirement. Heidi would argue about the whole mature part. Can I kind of slide on that, do you think?
Oh, yeah, or just call it seasoned. So you're seasoned.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, you and I, you know what it is? I hope I'm getting the discounts at the movie theater, because, you know, they get you on the popcorn.
Oh, my gosh. It's $7 to see a movie, and you have to take out a mortgage for popcorn. It's crazy.
It's terrible. And the popcorn is normally not all that good. So I've been staying at home, and I buy the Orville Redenbacher theater-style popcorn.
Oh. I love it. Now, I don't know about you, and this your cardiologist would probably be angry at both of us, but I always melt a little extra butter just because.
Yeah, my cardiologist listens to the show, so I can't confirm or deny that. Actually, I will deny that, yes. It didn't happen. Never did. All right. So, folks, big day over the weekend in Virginia. You guys have been emancipated. You're free people now, Jeff Katz, and it's got to be a great day.
I'll tell you what, the sun is shining a little bit brighter. People here, and people are going to laugh, but people are already happier. And it really does have to do with the fact that for the last 8 years or so, we've had these outrageous Uber leftists up there telling us everything we can do, we can't do, what we should look at, what we shouldn't look at. But most importantly was the arrogance and the condescension from these leftists who said, oh, no, you parents, mind your own flipping business. And, well, a couple of days after Glenn Youngkin was inaugurated, we, the parents, are just a little bit happier.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have some audio from the governor talking about just that very issue. Cut one, please.
Parents should have a say in what is taught in schools. They should have a say in what's being taught in schools, because in Virginia, parents have a fundamental right to make decisions with regard to their child's upbringing, education, and care. To parents, I say, we respect you, and we will empower you in the education of your children.
Now, Jeff, the big headline over at Fox News, Jen Psaki takes shot at Youngkin over order allowing Virginia parents to opt out of mask mandates, and her kids go to the Arlington School District, and it looks like they're going to ignore the governor's orders. Are you hearing from other districts in the state that are doing something similar?
Sadly, I am. Arlington was the first one out of the gate. Arlington, even before the governor had announced the executive order, they had already said they will keep their mask mandate. And in Central Virginia, the city of Richmond is keeping theirs in place. And one of the sort of purple suburbs of Richmond, Henrico County, also saying, doesn't matter what the governor says, we're keeping ours in place. So
can they do that? Are they allowed to do that?
Well, this is the thing, is the governor has said he wants to leave the options up to parents. Now, in Arlington County, I mean, I hate to say it, but Jen Psaki, Little Red Lion Hood, is really pretty close to that. Arlington voted about 75-25 against Glenn Youngkin. So those parents probably do want their kids wrapped in bubble wrap or whatever the latest fad is. But here, certainly where I am in Hanover County, we, the parents, do not want this mandated. There's still going to be parents, I think, who choose to do it. And that's what this is supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be this choice.
Amazing. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Jeff Katz, WRVA, 11 executive orders coming out yesterday. I mean, he didn't waste any time.
He sure didn't. And I guess I can share this now. They were written. They were ready to go. I had gotten a list of them hours before they went into effect. But, you know, that thing embargoed until such and such a time. And I thought, okay, I can't share them. But people, I think, who were listening to me covering the inauguration on Saturday, just they had a sneaking suspicion things really were going to get better for the people really, really fast. And they did.
It's, again, elections have consequences, and these are great consequences.
They sure are.
You know, one of the things I thought was interesting, and again, we don't believe in playing the race card, and I know you don't either.
No, sir.
The reality is that the people of Virginia voted for the best people for the job, and it turned out to be a white guy, black woman, and a Hispanic guy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Todd, this, and yeah, you would never know that, of course, from the news coverage, my gosh, because the political affiliations of Jason Meares and Winston Searms, of course, are wrong, according to them. But, you know, Jason Meares, our new attorney general, his mom fled Cuba so that she could give her future family some sense of freedom. And Winston Searms, her dad came from Jamaica, like with $2 in his pocket. This is the American dream on full display.
Well, it really is, and I'm excited for you guys to be able to get that taste of freedom. It is a good thing, and I think it's a, I think it's going to be good for the Republican Party, Jeff, especially if Governor Youngkin continues to deliver on his campaign promises.
I think you're absolutely correct, and this is the thing about Glenn Youngkin. He laid out very clearly what he was going to do. He talked about how the Virginia Parole Board, all five of them, were going to be axed the first day. They certainly were. They've been replaced with one of the members. I don't know if you remember the sheriff who actually had the nerve to ask Terry McAuliffe about something, and McAuliffe yelled at him. Well, that sheriff's now on the parole board. Another member is a good friend of mine. She's a former Richmond police officer who was shot in the head. She survived, thank God. She's now on the parole board. And we've just got a very, very, very different attitude and sense of professionalism now here in the Commonwealth, thanks to Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears and Attorney General Meares.
Love it. All right, Jeff Katz, a fellow senior citizen like myself.
Yes,
it's, I'm like, you know, hold on, this is great. You're going to love this. I actually asked the staff, I'm like, wait a second, I'm a member of what? I'm like, don't. I'm like, how old do you have to be, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you gave the website, I put on my reading glasses to write it down so that I sign up for AMAC because you're suggesting it. So I'm going to take care of that, too.
It really is. It's really a great organization. I just didn't realize you could sign up already, you know, so I'm kind of late to the game. But,
yeah.
You know, that's the way. I don't know what is how you felt about this, but when I turned 50, I don't feel it. I do not feel it.
Generally speaking, I don't until I learn something like, oh, I don't know, Todd Starn, successful, brilliant guy, says I'm now old enough to sign up for the special discount thing and don't eat the melted butter. So otherwise, I'm good.
I mean, you know, aside from, you know, the detached retina and the cataract surgery and the broken ankle and the high blood pressure,
yeah.
I feel great.
Absolutely.
Feel great.
I can't hear you, Todd. You got to speak louder. There's somebody on the radio. I can't hear you.
What? Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Get out of here. I love you.
All right. Hey, Jeff Katz, we're working on a project, and we're going to try to figure out a way to convince you to come to Memphis for an event we're working on.
Okay.
But it's going to be a fun, like, fellow talk radio host all together on the same stage, big crowd, the working title, Mighty Mouths of the South.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you had me with the cafeteria style, and Memphis was a great wrestling town. So, heck yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, it's we're quirky down here, but, man, is it fun. So,
it sure is.
And we'll throw in a Kevlar vest, too, you know. Don't want to talk about that right now. All right.
Okay.
Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen. Got to listen to his great show. You can do that, WRVA, the website. Jeff, where are you guys are on the online? Where can folks go to listen to
the
show?
Yeah. Yeah, you can just type in WRVA.com, and there we are.
Love it. All right, Jeff, always good having you on. Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Good guy right there. Grace, what do you think about that? I was coming up with the title. You were thinking, a Todd Starnes town hall. And I'm like, that's kind of eh. But Mighty Mouths of the South.
I think we need to go back to the drawing board.
What? I love that. Mighty Mouths of the South.
I think we need to go back to the drawing board.
Why?
I just do. I think we can do better.
No, but we're like big mouths. You know, we're arguing
You're
and debating.
You're not helping.
All right.
We're not helping.
We'll work on it.
We will work on it.
All right. Okay. Well, at least it's in there.
We'll put a pin in it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, don't forget to download the podcast. Actually, there's no correlation between the two. But we're doing a big contest this month. Kyle and Grace, if you sign up for the app, they'll ask you, how did you hear about it? So you can either say Kyle or Grace. Kyle got a vote over the weekend, Grace. I know.
I'm shocked.
Well, it's one of our lady listeners, and she's a big fan.
Oh.
So what you need to do, folks, is go to, if you go to our live show blog, you'll find the direct link to download the app, and just write Grace or Kyle, and we've got like cash on the, it's on the line.
You could also put Merlo and it counts towards me.
Or Merlo. That's true. Well, okay. So Grace double dips. So, all right. But Kyle needs a little bit of help.
Yeah, he does.
He really does need some help. So at least not in that way. He just needs some help. He needs votes.
You said it, not me.
All right. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, Grace Baker, when you were growing up in church, did your pastor, ever do the sermon illustrations?
Well, of course. They still do it.
Yeah, I mean,
you act like I don't go to church now.
No,
they still use, the other day, they used the Matrix.
I didn't want to judge. Didn't want to pry.
They used the Matrix illustration the other
really?
Day.
Really? What was the illustration with the Matrix?
Oh, gosh. It was a few weeks ago. It was just something about, reality versus fantasy land.
I can't
explain it. I'm sorry.
No, well, look.
I've never seen The Matrix.
The church I attended back in New York City, they would do, in the summertime, they would do something really clever. All the sermons would be tied into whatever the big blockbusters of the summer were at the movie theater.
Yeah, sure.
And then they would give away tickets to the movies. Everybody would get like a pair of tickets to the movies.
Is your faith like the Titanic? Is it sinking?
Yeah. Is your
what
lover,
is the iceberg in your life?
Is your lover on ice?
What is the iceberg in your life?
I'll never forget. We went to go see years ago when Titanic first came out, the movie. This is years ago. And it was funny because all the girls in the audience were weeping, in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course.
I don't want to spoil the movie, but,
come on. If you don't know why now.
He dies.
You've had decades
he dies.
To watch it.
He freezes to death. The guys were cheering, so as the girls were weeping. So
dang.
It was very, a very different emotional response
of
to the
course.
To the moment as he bit the dust. I'm just saying. Oh, that was a horrible movie.
It's a great movie.
No, it's a bad. The problem is it's really not so much about the sinking of the Titanic as it is their relationship.
Of course.
And that's.
It's
I don't know.
Great.
Right.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Church illustrations.
Church illustrations. Thank you, Grace. I can tell you pivoted quickly from that conversation.
Uh-huh.
So I want to. We were going to play this on the radio, but it is really disgusting. The video is worse, and you can see that on our website.
You got to watch it.
There's a very popular preacher named Michael Todd. Mike Todd is his name. Big mega church pastor. Huge celebrity. Over a million people follow this guy on the Instagram.
Dang.
And I guess if I did what he did, would I have a million people? I don't think so.
Yeah, listen, going viral, you'll get followers.
Are the folks in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, listening to us would know who this guy is because he's the pastor at Transformation Church in Tulsa. Anyway, he was delivering a sermon illustration over the weekend, and I can't tell you what the point of the sermon was, but I can tell you that he, first of all, spit in his hand. He had a church member up on the stage, spit in his hand, and then he, how shall I say this? He evacuated his sinus cavity into his hand. Mm. And then took the big, you know, gelatinous snot ball and
blob.
And smeared it on the church member's face.
Yeah.
Terrible.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's horrible.
Especially during, like, you know, COVID and the winter, sickness is going around.
Oh, my
around.
Gosh, there's a guy. Yeah.
And the guy, I watch it, just stands there. He takes it like a trooper.
He's literally.
He doesn't have a face mask on or anything. He's just
rubbing
like,
the snot in the man's face.
I mean, and this wasn't, like you said, just a little speck. It was like a. It was just
that.
Like
was
that.
It.
Yep. Very
that was terrible. Clearly, the guy has a sinus infection.
Clearly.
He might want to get that checked out. But I just don't get these.
I get
these,
being creative, but come on.
I don't get the celebrity preachers. That being said, I may be old school here, but if your preacher rubs snot in your face, you probably need to find another church. I'm just saying. That's disgusting. All right. We'll be right back. I've got a little queasy.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off kids' designer looks from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from your favorite brands, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget, Macy's card and coupon holders get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
All right, folks, have you made the switch yet to Patriot Mobile? You need to. By the way, AT&T, DirecTV, they've announced they're getting rid of One America News. They will no longer be on their cable platform. That is a crushing blow to One America News. But it's also a reminder that we've got to start putting our money where our mouth is on these things. We've got to start supporting businesses, organizations that fight for causes we care about, like Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs. They're donating money to support organizations that we care about. Patriot Mobile, by the way, a lot of people ask, what about the coverage? Incredible nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. By the way, it's super easy to switch. You do what I did. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. By the way, if you use my promo code Todd, you're going to get free premier activation and a special discount. If you're a veteran first responder, you get a discount on top of the discount. Pretty good deal. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Grace, I am still like, bleh, from that story.
Yeah, that was a lot. The pastor spitting in the person's
is
face.
That, you know, I remember, you know, a lot of the churches, the big churches, they do that sort of like in your face shock.
Well, that was literally in his face.
And all over, and it kind of dripping down off of the face. Mm. So if you missed the last segment, a celebrity preacher out of Tulsa, Mike Todd is his name. And he was used, I don't know anything about this guy, aside from the fact that he was on TMZ with this horrible video of him smearing snot and spit in the face of a church member who apparently was his brother.
Oh, well, I guess they sort of, I mean, it makes it a little better, but it's still disgusting.
But you know these churches do this now. You know they got to put bodies in the seats, and it's all about the entertainment now, right?
It
used to be where you go to church, you hear us, the choir would sing.
You had a message for the kids.
Had a message like church, you know, children's church.
Yep.
And you used to love children's church because you would get the cookies and the Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah.
I know we've had this conversation before, but the one thing I appreciate about the Methodist back before they went woke is at least they serve the Oreos and sometimes the double stuff Oreos.
Oh, man, getting fancy.
At Children's Church. You know, the Baptist Church, we would get the Hydrox or the off-brand.
Oh, no.
That matters to a kid. You know, that sticks with you.
It does. Clearly, you've been scarred by that.
It's an issue.
I'll bring you some Oreos.
I like the mega stuff.
Okay. Noted.
Wow! I guess I do have an issue with that, right? I keep bringing it
telling
up.
Telling you,
it is an issue. But seriously, I mean it all. So I mean there is. So there was something for everybody, and then the pastor gets up, preaches a sermon, and it's not like a self-help sermon. It's like here's what God says about X, Y, or Z, and you go home and you're learning stuff. But here it's all about idol of the past 20 years. It's all about feel good. You know, it's all about feelings. It's all about, I mean, you want to feel like, you want to feel uncomfortable in the pew. That's the whole point, right? Because you want to be challenged. If you're doing something wrong, you want to be sort of called out on it in the sermon. I mean, you don't want the preacher yelling your name.
Of course.
You're not going to believe, you know, I was driving by the liquor store the other night and I saw Deacon so-and-so.
Oh my gosh.
That's why you go to the neighboring county or sometimes two counties.
Wow, Todd.
I'm just saying.
You got this down.
No, but I know, I don't imbibe. I drink the Baptist martini.
Ah, yeah.
So, I'm just saying. You know how it is in these churches.
I do. Oh, I do.
So, anyway, but now it's almost as if church has become a business. And you've got to do these crazy stunts just to get people in the pews. And I'm not
sure. Flashing lights. Don't forget the flashing lights.
I mean, it's bad when you've got the, and they don't even do the Sunday bulletins anymore. Remember, you used to get that because then you could like have crayons and you could draw.
See, I still get a Sunday bulletin at my church and children's church.
A lot of them don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
mine's
so
pretty traditional.
But the ones that do, they have to put a warning for people who might suffer from epilepsy or have seizures because of all the flashing lights.
Yeah, it's like a rock concert. I've been to them before.
We actually, I'll never forget this. We had someone who had just recently joined the Christian faith. They had become a Christian later in life, and she came out of the nightclub scene. She played in a lot of the clubs. She was a musician. She played in a lot of the clubs around Nashville. And so we were just, it was Wednesday night, and, you know, on the Wednesday night at our church, they had the big youth service where, you know, they had the band and the whole whatnot. Walked in there, no lights, smoke everywhere, pulsating, you know,
whoa,
music, the whole nine. It was like, wow. And so she actually walked out. I mean, rushed out. And we said, what's wrong? What's she goes, I'm sorry. That just reminded me too much of a nightclub. And I just, oof. She goes, I escaped from all of that stuff. Why do I want to go right back into it?
Dang.
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you're getting a cheap version of a nightclub. I mean, that's really what they're turning our churches into. Let's be honest here. I've got nothing against the lights, the mirrors, and the smoke, and the cheesy cover bands. You know, the worship leaders with the, you know, the 5 o'clock shadow.
The skinny jeans.
And the skinny jeans, you know. And, you know, singing the God is My Girlfriend music.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how you could tell that. Why are we on this? I'm not sure why I'm on this kick here.
Again, I think you've got some deep-seated issues you're working out right now.
But just think about this. Just think about this. A lot of this Christian worship music they sing nowadays, you take God out, you could be singing to anybody about anything.
There's a Justin Bieber song called Holy, and people were joking. Like, people would pretend to be, like, worship leaders and play the song, and you were just sitting there going, is this, like, a Christian song in a church, or is this a love song by Justin Bieber? Like, you had to sit there and really think about it.
And you know what's interesting about all this new worship music that's out there? It doesn't last for, the shelf life is not very long.
No.
Those hymns and the Baptist hymnal, by golly, we've been singing them for 200 years, and we're still singing them, and we'll be singing them another 200 years from now.
I'm sorry, but they all sound the same to me.
The God is My Girlfriend music. It is. And it's bad music, too. That's the big problem. It's bad music and bad theology.
True.
But, so anyway, all I'm trying to say here is I think we're in the process of dumbing down the church. And I think this is intentional when you look at what's happening in our society at large. I mean, the foundation of our nation, we are built on Almighty God. We were meant to be a Christian nation. And when you take that out, when you take away the foundation of our country, the whole thing falls apart. It doesn't work. And that's one of the reasons why I think we are facing the issues we are facing. And no, I'm not blaming the fall of America on some preacher in Oklahoma who's smearing snot on his parishioners. But I don't think it helps. That's all I'm saying. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. One more story about this, Grace. We went to a church's Christmas production, all right? And normally, it's kind of like Hallmark Channel, right? You got people dressed up in like the Victorian clothing, singing Christmas carols. There's little Tiny Tim, you know, the whole nine yards. So we go to this one, and it's sort of like that, but they've got like this other... They've done a big Christmas production, a play. It was not here in Memphis, I will say that. But it was in the South, a large city in the South. So we're watching it, and the whole storyline is, and they've actually got like the front of a car. So they actually have an automobile, and they've got it on the front, on the stage of this church. There was about 5,000 people in this auditorium.
Wow.
And it's very, you know, the kids are singing Jingle Bells. And
all is well in the world. And so joy to the world.
The family is going to church. The whole storyline is the family is going to a church Christmas celebration, all right? That's the storyline.
It's like the Christian version of a Christmas vacation, National Lampoon.
Exactly. So the whole family, mom, dad, little Billy and Susie in the back seat.
Do they have a dog?
And they may have had a dog. No, they did have a pet.
Oh,
there was a pet.
Very important
detail.
So
they're singing Jingle Bells, Jingle. And all of a sudden you hear this god-awful screeching. And the lights are pulsating and you hear screams and blood-curdling noises. And people are just genuinely shocked because we're all like, what just happened? The lights come back on and there's literally a smoldering, smoking ruins of a car.
Oh, my gosh.
Bodies hanging out, covered in blood.
That's a pretty good production.
It was a great production. You're like, what the hell just happened?
Did guts fly everywhere?
I mean, you got everybody is dead. The dog, mom, dad, and one of the children is almost dead. And apparently was
still suffering. Oh, my gosh.
Taking us on this journey of what hell would be like because they were not saved.
Oh.
And it's kind of like the Halloween judgment hell house meets, you know, I saw mommy kissing.
Well, you know, I was scarred by one of those. So
it's just shocking. I just like, what's going on here?
After playing Satan turned to me and said grace. That was it. I was done.
That's it. So you're going to scare people to heaven is what you're going to try to do.
That's what they did.
All right. Anyway, I'm like, wow, didn't see that escalated quickly. Every time I hear Jingle Bells, I suffer a flashback to that moment. Incredible. All right. All that to say, I think the modern day church in America is completely screwed up. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
By the way, you know what President Biden is doing on this very important day in American history, MLK Day? He's phoning it in. He issued a pre-recorded MLK message, and he is vacationing at his home in Delaware. You know, this is the guy, keep in mind, this is the guy who embraced racist, segregationist Democrats back in the day, 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is who Joe Biden really is. And keep in mind, do not be surprised by this, because we have audio from just a few months ago about Joe Biden explaining why MLK is not as important as George Floyd. Listen.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
I'm telling you, folks, this guy's a closet racist. That's who Joe Biden is. That is who Joe Biden is. But if you want to talk about honoring MLK's legacy, every single news organization in America should have been at the Virginia State Capitol today to watch an historic moment. For the first time in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia, you had a black woman, Winsome Sears, gaveling the Virginia Senate into the business of the day. Now, that is a legacy. But nobody wants to talk about that because, oh, she's the right skin color, but she's the wrong political party. And folks, I'm telling you, this race war, this is what the Democrats are doing. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Tina in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on the spitting preacher.
Hey, Tom. I've been sitting here in relative dark, no power, all night and all day today. Still none. Listening to you on the crank radio, because that's how much I like your show.
Wow.
And I was eating some Fritos and dip by the fire, by the gas logs, when you told me about that picture, and I banged your throw up.
Tina, first of all, I'm terribly sorry. Have you ever heard of such a thing, though?
Never.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, Tina, we did have a preacher who was, and you didn't want to sit on the first or second rows, because every now and again, that was sort of like the spit zone. You know, you'd get, you know, he'd be doing the hellfire brimstone portion of the sermon, and somebody was getting sprinkled.
That's awful, but not as bad as the snot.
No, so tell me, wait, I'm curious. So you're telling me you live in the Gainesville, Georgia area, I have to imagine?
I'm north of there, yeah, near Cleveland.
Wow, so no power up in those parts?
No, not near here. We got about 46 people in my subdivision out of power, been out of it. And they can't tell us when they're going to have it back either.
Oh, that's not good. And what power, you have Georgia Power?
It's HEMC, Habersham Electric.
Okay, well maybe, you know, I know the folks at WDUN there in the newsroom are listening, and maybe they might be able to make some calls and see what's going on, so.
Oh, I've tried, but they can't seem to give me a time, so maybe they can over there.
All right. Well, Tina, we promise not to do any more snot stories during the duration of the storm.
Okay.
All right. Be warm. All right. Hang in there. Yeah, a lot of people all over the place without power from the Carolinas all the way up to New England. So you guys, listen to those radios. Get some battery-powered transistor radios. Those will always work for you. Let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina. Steve on the talk station. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, well, Todd, I want to just tell you first, I listen to you every day and really enjoyed your book. And I'm down here on the coast of North Carolina, and I go fishing, and I brought the book out there, and I passed it around. I said, when you're done, hand it to the next fellow down or female down, and I said, well, it comes back to me, and every single one of them said, that's a great book. So I just want you to know that first.
Well, thank you.
That's true, and then. I'm switching to Patriot Mobile. Okay, here's some free advertising for them, because I'm done with supporting people who don't share what I believe are Christian values. It's just, and as for this supposed pastor Todd, and that, please don't do that again. I'm Catholic. And we drank in church, you know, growing up. And I went to church 7 days a week, and we had wine 7 days a week in church. And so now that I'm elderly, I try to get there every day, but I always have my afternoon beer. And when you did that story about that, you know how you'll drink something sometimes and it hits, something will hit you. I wasted a perfectly good beer through my nose.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, it went right through my nose. I laughed so hard, you know, I had to hold myself.
You know, Steve, it's interesting. So my grandfather loved something called Dixie beer. It's based out of, I think it was based out of New Orleans. But he would drink, he loved Dixie beer, and he didn't drink a lot of it, but my grandmother was a devout Methodist, and she decided one day that he was only going to be able to have one beer a week. That was it.
Right.
And so he, my grandfather liked to cook, and it was interesting because we had no idea until we were older, but the special sauce that he made for spaghetti, a can of Dixie beer, the pancakes, pancakes instead of water, he added Dixie beer. It was like everything he cooked with, he made with Dixie beer. So
that's true. Anytime you saw Billy Carter, President Carter's brother, he had a Dixie beer with him.
He sure
you
did.
Remember that? He did, didn't he?
He sure did.
And
in front of that
was
gas
Methodist.
Station.
Yeah, my mama was Methodist. Daddy was Catholic. So yeah, so that's a. Let's just say that's an interesting mix.
Well, Steve, I'll tell you this much. I got invited to a Catholic church once, and they have the communion. And, of course, I'm a good church-going Baptist, and we do the Welches. Got up there and did the wine, and I looked at the reverend. I said, "Hit me again, preacher. That was good stuff." It's, you know, it is what it is.
My grand folks came up Baptist. So we got it from every
angle. Boy, you sure did. Steve, that music means we got to scoot out of here. But I've enjoyed hanging out in the conversation. Folks, not just with Steve, but with all of you. And we're going to do this all over again. Wow, what grace. Yeah, we got to, no more snot preachers. Can't do that. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day and be good, America. We'll see you tomorrow.